Regular contributor Derek James has provided the third feature for this week. He remembers the city engineer who transformed Norwich a century ago. David Potten will give us more background to the remarkable Arthur Collins.
100 years ago, on Monday, March the 30th, 1925, hundreds of working men crowded into Blackfriars Hall in Norwich to witness a presentation and listen to speeches from city dignitaries. The occasion was the retirement of a larger-than-life character who had played a vital role in almost all practical aspects of Norwich life during the previous 31 years, Mr. Arthur E. Collins, the city engineer. He was the able and energetic man who had finally got the sewers working, delivered modern buildings, constructed new river crossings, including Whitefriars, Carrow and Mile Cross bridges, and left us with many items of hidden infrastructure we still rely on today. Council representatives are not usually known for their verbal fireworks, but the 450 men who had voluntarily subscribed the maximum 1 shilling towards their employer's retirement gift had become used to Arthur's ability to throw his considerable weight around and get things done. As Matthew Williams, author of the book The Masterful Mr. Collins, points out, they were not to be disappointed by his speech that followed. First, the chairman and secretary of the City Works Committee, Mr. H. Spinks, presented him with a silver cake dish and 2 silver vases, expressing regret on behalf of all present at his departure. Then, the secretary, Mr. A. Burdett, congratulated him on the high quality of the many council houses that had been completed by the city's in-house labour, saying how much better they were than the mud houses being built by outside contractors. In reply, the 68-year-old Arthur Collins stood up and delivered his parting broadside. He recalled back in 1894, before he had been a week in Norwich, he regretted that he'd ever seen the place. In fact, he had never seen such a waste heap in all his life. And he went on to describe the public departments he found as heaps of ruins. The corporation's head depot had been at Hop Pole Yard off Mountergate, but he could never find anything he wanted there. When they cleared it out, they found a whole fire engine buried under a lot of wood. It had been there many years without anybody knowing. He complained how Norwich Corporation wouldn't do its work properly in the days before his arrival, always seeking to economise, as they called it, then ending up having to do the work twice, and sometimes 3 times over. While the citizens thought they'd paid through the nose for the wooden paving, in fact no other city had got its wood paving done so cheaply as Norwich, or had consequently suffered so badly for it. The main sewer, originally constructed in 1870, had been laid at such a low gradient that it was nearly always full of solids. For 4 months of the winter in every year, the pumps at Trowes had to be stopped so that everything was allowed to run into the river while the sewers were opened up and dug out by hand. That was until he got the new sewerage system going in 1898, to great acclaim. Arthur went on to put the previous speaker right on the mud houses, on which he pointed out he had been responsible for advising. They were actually concrete houses and were being done explicitly to create work for as many unskilled men as possible, as per the committee's instructions to him. In his final salvo, he slated the council for not having taken his advice and bought the land next to Thorpe Station at Riverside, where the Bolton and Paul Works were subsequently built. It would have been a far better location for the City Works Depot than Westwick Street Depot, with the railway on one side and the river on the other. But had they listened to him at the time? So the abrasive but effective Arthur Collins went out with a bang, and we never saw his like again. In fact, the previously all-powerful role of city engineer disappeared from Norwich several decades ago. The masterful Mr. Collins Norwich's City Engineer, 1894 to 1925 by Matthew Williams, is available from local bookshops or by mail order from www.sctbooks.co.uk.
Thank you, David.